Sound the trump in Zion. Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day, ready for Fun with Melly. We're going to talk about today this couple of very interesting things. One is the sum of all fears. And so, yeah, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I think that it's a good idea for us to check our buckles. And also this Valhalla. I think it's really, really cool. I want to make sure that you have seen that. So we're going to have a great time. If you're new here, I'm Melissa Red Pill. This is my website right here, melissaredpill.com. And that's what I do. I just don't mean to, but sometimes I'm just talking and all of a sudden I'm saying something that's like, what? And so that just be ready, because you just never know when I'm going to red pill you and say something. Today I'm going to talk about what happened in that horrible Hanukkah attack. I'm going to show you something. Buckle up. Okay, did I tell you buckle? Hey there, I'm glad to see you guys over in the chat. Make sure you give me a thumbs up if all the sound is good. I think I've got, I figured some of that out. Anyway, don't forget, hit the like button right now. Make sure you are subscribed and that your bell is rung so you get notified. I actually set up a new iPad for my mom, and it was not letting me in, showing my videos in the feed. So if you are getting that, it's not showing my videos in the feed, and you have to actually go there to pull them up, please let me know. Put it in the comments, put it in the chat, because I want to know that. And I just noticed that with my mom's iPad. I didn't even realize that I was getting, I guess, shadow banned. Come on, Rumble, do better. Anyway, so I let them know, and I just noticed her iPad that I've been working on to set it up for her. I just noticed it did notify. So maybe they were like, okay, why was she being punished, banished? That's what my normal is. But that's why it's so important for you guys to like and share and subscribe and all that, so it will overcome anything that they do to try to stop us. I hope you enjoyed that video that we did yesterday. I need to pull it up about the Bethlehem Star for Christmas and the history of that and how in the world the wise men knew. If you didn't see that video, I would really encourage you to go back and watch it. But anyway, check it out. This is also the sign of the Son of Man. This is our website right here. Tons of resources for you. Tons of resources about health. Tons of great information about end times. It's very good news. It's not the scary thing that they told us. Definitely go and check it. Make sure you are following The Real Melly on my real social media, because there's lots of fake Mellies out there, and also over 1,000 videos. All right. Did you hear President Trump? He's always doing something to upset everybody. And he said something about we're going to have another great 10 years. But first of all, I'll let you hear what Jesse is saying about that they're so upset about him building this ballroom. What is that? You know, yeah, they do not want him to build this ballroom. And that just seems so odd to me. And I think there must be something too that it's messing with their demonic symbolism throughout Washington, D.C. Anyway, check this out and then check at the end. I love our president. We do not deserve him. Check it out.
Nation is suing Trump, saying that he didn't file the right paperwork with him. Ay, ay, ay. He's just trying to build it back better. But I guess lawyers got to eat too. Either way, the ballroom will be on time and under budget. Although that just depends on how long Trump stays in office.
We're going to have a great 3 years, 4 years, 10 years. We're going to make it great. Our country is going to be strong, safe, rich. It's going to be great. We're going to make America great again.
For historic preservation is suing.
Right. Whether they like it or not, we're going to make America great again. And 10 years, you know, and that's what's so funny. They are panicking because they don't want President Trump in here for even 3 more years. But I'm just saying something. This is bigger. This is the end of their rule over us. And so I just think that President Trump is here to stay. I'm just going to say in the Republic, I don't think we'll have the same types of hamperings that we've had that they've done to try to keep themselves in power. We'll just say it that way. I just think he's also trying to make them mad, which he does. Everything he does makes them very, very angry. All right. So, yeah, I want you to see that. Now, we have had already in the past couple of days, we've had terrible incidences. These people are just these, quote, lone gunmen are coming out of the woodwork and they are shooting at people and like ambushing people. You know, they're just standing there doing their job or going to a military meeting or standing guard, and they are ambushed and shot. So because, you know, just here just a few weeks ago, they were saying you need to, you know, push back on President Trump and not obey illegal orders, right? Well, that did not go over so well. And so now this is their new thing. They are saying, well, let's just, you know, put them in fear so that they won't stand guard. They won't go to these meetings because of fear. So let's just be in continual prayer for our military, because this is clearly not, according to the Geneva Conventions, this is not fair war tactics. But they're, you know, they don't really ever care anything about what's fair. They're demons, as we know. And so then they pull out, oh, well, this is just a lone gunman. This wasn't a military person, right? That's how they do. This is how they do. And it's not so different from when George Washington went and killed the Hessians on Christmas Eve. Remember that? These were, oh, well, they would say, oh, well, these are not, you know, the military people. Well, they were paid gunmen. They were hired gunmen. And so this is exactly the same type of thing. They never, you know, obviously fight fair. They make all these rules. They expect, you know, us to follow them, but they don't follow them. All right. So I also have shown you guys on the very front of my X account. I'll pull it up real quick if you haven't seen it. This is a very interesting thing. It talks about this woman, this messenger standing in the sun, and that's what's happening. Venus is going to be standing in the sun on Christmas Eve. So there you go. I'll just show it
into December.
I've shown it before, but I'm going to, just super quick while I'm here, I'm going to show it. You see right there, it is heading toward the sun, and bam, right there it does on the 24th of December. So it would be very interesting if we had, and why is this important? Because Revelation 19 tells about an angel standing in the sun. And many times the biblical signs in the book of Revelation, when it talks about an angel, it's a messenger star. Venus is one of the messenger stars doing the loops. And so it is standing in the sun on Christmas Eve. So I would not be surprised if our forefathers who set up Christmas Eve
Christmas knew this because they knew the Bethlehem Star, as I was just talking about. They know the sign of the Son of Man. They set that up with the rosary. They knew that that was a sign of the end of their rule over us and the beginning of the kingdom of Christ on earth. So as we've gone round and round and round. Anyway, so I wouldn't be surprised if they knew at Christmas, because we know Christmas is not Jesus' birthday. His birthday is June 14th, and his conception is 9/11. If you didn't see that, go and check out the video I just did. I'll just pull it up. Super. Well, anyway, it's on here. It's the most recent one I did. Now, President Trump said, though, you know, we have this happening. We're going to retaliate against these people. And he said, I'm going to let you hear what he said. He said it is ISIS. So who is ISIS? Well, it's the Israeli intelligence service. Okay, it's Israel. Zionists, right? Not maybe, you know, not your regular vanilla Jew. It's talking about this basically Mossad group. So many of these groups, they're all Hezbollah, Hamas, all of them are arms of the Zionists, and ISIS is one. And so when he's saying this, make sure you understand he's talking about, we're going to retaliate against the Zionists. Okay, check this out.
So we mourn the loss of three great patriots in Syria. You know how it happened. There was an ambush, terrible. We also have three wounded that seem to be doing pretty well. But we mourn the loss. These are three great people. And it's just a terrible thing. Syria, by the way, was fighting along with us. The president, the new president of Syria, is, as they told me, and I'm not surprised, he's devastated by what happened. This was an ISIS attack on us and Syria. And again, we mourn the loss, and we pray for them and their parents and their loved ones. Very, very sad.
Okay, no, it is so, the sound is terrible. And I'm sure this one's not my fault. This one's not my fault. This one is because they've got this, you know, the helicopters and all that going right now. So you can't hear very well. But they're asking him right now, are you going to retaliate? So I'm going to play it again, and I'll probably just repeat it once because I don't know that you can hear it very well. But I want you to hear it from him. All right.
We will retaliate. Thank you very much.
We will retaliate. Thank you very much. And as always, at a time of his choosing. And so, you know, we're all waiting with bated breath. What we really want for Christmas, President Trump, we want justice. We want these people arrested. We want you to go in like George Washington did and arrest these Hessians all over the world. And so I believe that that's really what's behind the sum of all fears. I don't think it's about a nuclear. I don't think that's really what it's about. Even though the movie, The Sum of All Fears, is about nuclear, it's about what is the sum of all fears. And I'm going to show you these things here in just a second. The sum of all fears is where you're standing there and you never know when someone's just going to come up and shoot you and ambush you. And, you know, if they trigger, if these criminals, these demons trigger for people to go out and just start shooting people willy-nilly anywhere and however, and it appears that that's happening. This happened right there in Syria. We know it already happened at the White House. It almost seems like that was a trigger to get these things in motion. Now it's happened in Australia at this Hanukkah event. I'm going to talk about that. I mean, I feel like very soon President Trump could come out and say, you know, the storm is upon us. That is a storm. That is a sum of all fears. I believe is really when you are having you don't have any idea where you can't go anywhere without feeling like someone's going to come and shoot you. You know, so the rule of law is is turned on its head, right? So he says we'll retaliate, and the retaliation that I believe he's talking about is arresting them, right? All right, so I want you to hear that. A very encouraging thing I want you to see is that the government of Bulgaria has fallen. It is the New World Order government, and they left. That the people stood up and they said, "We will not follow your illegal, unlawful, evil orders. Those are the ones we're not going to follow your orders." Instead of it being that our military, like, you know, they're trying to tell our military not to follow their orders from President Trump. It's not that. It's we will not follow the New World Order anymore. And that's what happened in Bulgaria, and they all resigned. Now, my hope and prayer is that they won't be replaced with more New World Order puppets. That has generally been what has happened. And so, you know, to keep the infiltrators out is just about impossible. And that's where, you know, we have to get to a time where there's no more cabal. Once the cabal is gone, then you can have good, righteous leaders in place where you're not afraid that they're going to, you know, for one reason or another, being removed, okay, killed or assassinated or that type of thing. And that's where we have to crush their entire system. So check this out. I thought this was really, really encouraging to see the people stand up. It's about, as you remember, only at the precipice will people find the will to change. And this is what's happened in Bulgaria. They found the will to change. They said, we're not going to follow these unlawful, illegal people who were installed just basically by the New World Order. And in Australia, I'll get to this in a second, we will no longer be in a situation where there's someone who's a gunman who can just fire at will and kill people, and we're not doing that anymore, where we can't protect ourselves and our family members and just we're sitting ducks. We're not doing that. We're at the point, and humanity's at the point, we will protect ourselves. This is the whole point of America. We are, that's why we stand on the Second Amendment. We have the right to bear arms to protect our family members. And this is the thing, the only thing that stops an evil man with a gun is a righteous man with a gun. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Here's Bulgaria. I thought that was great. Did you see the masses of people? Okay, while I'm here, I'll show you this super, super quick. This is the one we did about the Bethlehem Star. If you haven't seen it, definitely go and watch that one. I think you'll really enjoy learning the history of it. I just feel like that's so, and it also just encourages us to know the Lord knows the end from the beginning. He has this all planned out, and that's the thing that keeps me filled with hope. No matter what is going on, no matter what's on the news, and the news is so controlled, don't even get me started on that, but you know, no matter what's going on, I know that this is the plan. Nothing can stop what is coming because the Lord even put it in the heavens for us, whether it's the Bethlehem Star or the star that might be the sign on December 24th or the beautiful sign of the Son of Man. All right. Now, again, back to some of all fears. This one is, it's talking about, you know, what if uranium-1 material ended up in Syria? What would be the primary purpose? Some of all fears. It would be the sum of all fears if you have, you know, where they would set up a nuclear weapon. Clearly, that would be the sum of all fears if they were doing that. And short of that, because I believe now that Iran has had their nuclear weapons taken out, I believe that now they don't have that ability anymore. That's my belief. And I believe that's one of the reasons this has taken so long is because they had to remove that power and they no longer have that power. Now they do potentially have some power to shut down some banks. They do have the power to do some cyber attacks. But if they do that, and I'm getting ahead of myself on this too, but if they do that, if they pull that trigger, then that will simply, and it might be a, you know, panicky moment, it will just trigger the reset, truly the Jubilee, where now, okay, fine, then we'll move to the new system, we'll move to the new internet, we'll move to the new banking system, and it's game over anyway. So whatever happens, just keep buckled in. In the movie, where did the material come from what country, what would happen if Russia or another foreign state supplied uranium to Iran/Syria war, what did Uranium One provide, define cover, why did we strike Syria, why did we really strike Syria, define cover, patriots in control. So whatever is going to be the trigger for the storm is upon us, I don't believe it's going to be uranium or nuclear. I know that's what they used in the past for their power. They're going to use something else as their power over us. I feel like there's going to be something that will trigger for people to have this mass start awakening. I don't believe it's going to be uranium. I don't believe it's going to be nuclear. I don't think that's the case. I think it's because I think we're thankfully have that settled and resolved. I think it's likely going to be financial issue, some kind of like the banking. And so I would really encourage you to have cash as much as you possibly can keep, you know, there so you can operate. Because imagine if you go and you're counting on your debit card or your credit card and it won't work, then it would be chaos in the streets. So I'm just saying, what if it's also that they're doing these things to at the same time that they would do the same thing to trigger, you know, say, okay, just start some, you know, these cells going around and shooting people. Well, have a gun, have weapons, have bullets, have ammunition so that you can protect your family. This is what we've got to do. Thank God we have the Second Amendment in America. And I feel terrible for the people in Australia who are sitting ducks on this, what happened there. All right, so I believe that is the sum of all fears. I think that it's that they would just turn the law on its head and just start doing where people, you know, it could just be mayhem in the streets. It will be shut down. It'll be clean and swift. If this is what happens before, you know, whenever it happens, whether it's Christmas or whenever it is, just remember that the military is in control. The white hats, as President Trump was just in the Oval Office with his big old white hat. I would say big, big white hat. It was way too big for him. And all those other white hats. The white hats are in control, and they will shut down any kind of thing like that and get this reset working. I even talked about on this video, I talked about how Nehemiah, when he came in, and we're like, how does that have anything to do with the wise men? When Nehemiah came into back into Jerusalem, that they kept the Jubilee. This is the first set of sevens, which is 49 years. In the 50th year, they kept the Jubilee. It was a reset. And that's, you know, they did that. And this is what's going to happen for us. We're going to have a reset. And so there might be something big that causes us to have to realize we have to have the reset and these arrests. All right. We want it, but everybody else may not even be aware or realize that that's how important it is. I think more and more people don't realize it now that they do realize it, especially after seeing this. This is what we woke up to this morning, was this guy right here. I'm going to play for you what he is saying, but that picture right there looks just like what we have seen from the board, where this is what they do, and they gleefully have these children in these horrible, horrible situations. That's their demonic glee. I'm sorry, I don't believe this man any more than flying to the moon. I do not at all believe this man. I'm going to play for you what he said. He is saying that he was at the October 7th attack. That's what he's saying. Do you believe that? This is statistically impossible. Statistically, it's impossible. And the other thing I want you to see is, let me see if I can do this without starting to play the sound. No, okay. Have you ever seen, okay, for those of you who are not aware, there was a shooting in Australia during a Hanukkah event, and I think it, like at least a dozen are killed. I'm going to show you more about this, but this is the man who is speaking after this event. Have you ever seen where someone has this kind of bandage on their head? This is not the way that you bandage someone up. This is not the way you bandage someone up, number one. And first of all, second of all, whatever number, you would not do it where he's still got blood all over his face. They would clean his face so that it's not about being clean as much as it is if you don't know where any of the damage is until you clean the person's face, until you clean the wounds, and then you can see what needs to be repaired. This is not someone who has been treated medically at all. And so he's over here talking about how, you know, he was at the October 7th. It turns out this man, I'll read this to you. He is, it says a terrorist attack struck Jewish people in Australia on the first day of Hanukkah, leaving nearly a dozen victims dead. Of course, this is how they always do it. October 7th was the beginning of the Feast of Tabernacles. They always use these holy days for their evil. They can't stand holy days where people give glory to God. They can't stand it. And so they have the demons in them, force them to use these days for evil. And to strike fear into people where they won't participate in these religious events. And nearly a dozen victims are dead. Among the wounded survivors is Arson Ostrovsky, who also survived the October 7th terrorist attack in Israel. Again, I'm telling you that statistically is impossible. That's statistically impossible, not possible, didn't happen. I'm sorry. I'm just going to call it. I'm just calling it. That's not possible. It's not possible. They do that over and over and over. Oh, well, this person was at what I'm going to call false flag event. And then, oh, they were also happened to be at this event. Really? Come on. Come on. We all can't. We have to call it and say that's BS. There's no way. There's no way. So share that. I just posted that over on my social media. Definitely go and share that and say, this is not true. There's no way. Ostrovsky, they hate it. They and then beware if you do say something like that and you say, this is fake. This guy's faking it. If you say that, the people will come out of the woodwork saying, you're horrible. How could you say that? Look how hurt he is. I'm like, he's a fake. This is as fake as anything. Ostrovsky says his family moved to Australia just 2 weeks ago with the goal of helping combat anti-Semitism. He is recognized by the Jerusalem Post as one of the top 50 Jewish leaders in the world. There you go. There you go. There's that. So I want you to see that. And then he's got this picture of himself. Yeah. This man, evil. I'm just going to call it. All right. So, have you ever seen someone is bandaged, but their face is still covered with blood? Nope. That's not the way it's done at all. So, especially with this stupid little little knot here at the bottom. They don't do that either. It's, you know, whatever. It's so many ways that you know that that's not true. And I'm calling it. There you go. I called it. All right. Now, I want you to see that, but I want you to see, I've got one more thing. Here we go. I'm going to show you this one. Here is where, beware, this is, buckle up, because this is pretty intense right here. This is the gunman in Australia on a bridge shooting at people. I'll go ahead and just, I'll do it that way. He's shooting at people. You hear the gunfire, and the people are running in the background. You can tell he's not worried at all. He's not worried one little bit about anything happening to him. And so he's just shooting and shooting and shooting. Now, way farther into it. Now, this person is taking the video of this. And, I'm thinking that he's a good guy. But he does not have a gun. he had a clear shot at this guy, and he did not shoot him because he is not allowed to have a gun in Australia. I will tell you right now, I'm not going to Australia. If this is what the deal is, in Australia, you're a sitting duck, and you're supposed to sit and wait for the police to get there. And I even heard someone, oh, the police got here quickly. Not fast enough. In America, this guy would have been put down like that. In Texas, he certainly would have. He would have been put down. And we're not playing with that. Okay, so then, yeah, there he is. He was just right there. He was shot. Right about there. Somebody, the police shot him. Around that point. There he goes. They got him.
Fuck yeah!
Okay, but that was 5 minutes and 56 seconds into this video. And during that time, he's killed over a dozen people. I'm not thinking that this guy with the crazy bandage was one of them, but, you know, this whole thing was used to strike fear, to engender support for the you know, the Zionists, and they are playing it up like they always do. And so the people of Australia need to get smart and get a Second Amendment, because this is ridiculous. Where you can't protect your own family, you've got to stand there and wait for the police. It's absolutely ridiculous. Okay, so I want you to see that, and I want you to see what is the deal in Australia. It's not legal for civilians to carry guns in public in Australia, whether openly or concealed for personal protection or general purposes. Not going to Australia. Anybody in here want to go to Australia? Nope, I don't think so. Australia's gun laws are among the strictest in the world, shaped by 1996 National Firearms Agreement following the Port Arthur massacre. Okay, so the only thing that stops an evil man with a gun is a righteous man with a gun. That's how it works. And you see that clearly in this video, that it stopped, you know, the righteous police officer stopped the bad guy. And so there you go. And if you're afraid that, oh, well, we're going to have this, you know, more people out here shooting. Well, you know what? Eventually, you'll get down to where the good guys will shut down the bad guys. That's what it's going to have to be. I'm not putting myself or my family in a position where we're sitting ducks, not doing it. Okay, I can't believe the people of Australia are, you know, letting themselves be in this position. Firearm ownership is a privilege, not a right, and requires a licensed holder to prove a genuine reason, such as sport, target shooting, recreation hunting, vermin control, primary production, farming, or pest control. Self-defense is explicitly not a genuine reason in any state or territory. How about that? Not liking anything about Australia at this point. Actually, it just coincidentally, I just watched a video. It's called Fat, Sick, and All Nearly Dead. It was pretty good. It was really good. He does green smoothies, because, you know, I do green smoothies all the time, and how you get micronutrients. And his whole video was about that, explaining he lost, I don't even know how many, like 100 pounds, and he was in terrible health, and now he's in terrific shape. Anyway, and he was he had on his voice recording, he was like, hello, this is so-and-so Tom, whatever his name was. And he said, I'm in Australia, unfortunately. So he came to America for a short period of time, but he had to go home. And so he's, you know, not happy that he is an Australian citizen. So in the golden age, everyone will be able to protect their own family, and that will shut down this evil. This will not continue in the golden age. I think I had that in the book. If you guys haven't seen my book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, in the golden age, that golden age book right there, you know, I talk about that. There'll be nothing. This is in the Bible verse. It says that there'll be nothing to make us afraid, as in this. And I don't know if I really talked about shootings, but maybe I did. But yeah, so check this out if you haven't seen it. The Golden Age is going to be wonderful, and I'm so ready, and I know you are too. This has to stop. This has to stop. And it's when the evildoers are afraid. This guy was clearly not afraid in the slightest that he was going to get shot, but then, you know, he finally was. He was finally taken down. All right. So I want you to see that. And there was one other thing I want to show you super quick. Let's see. Where is it? Okay. Let me take you to this one. There was one more where this guy brought down, and I don't see it. Okay. Uh-oh. That's something else. All right. There was another one where this guy came along and he did not have a gun, and he ended up coming right behind the guy and tackling him from the back. It's outrageous, though, because I'm going to have to pull it up. I have to pull it up. This is from, let's see, Ahmed, I think is his name, and then it's the shooter. That's probably not the best way to look it up. That's probably not going to be the best way to look it up. It is. Actually, it is. Okay, so this is the guy right here. Australian media confirmed that the 43-year-old Ahmed Al-Ahmed was the heroic man who tackled one of the Bondi Beach shooters, risking his life. Yay, I'm so glad I was able to pull this up. Okay, so can you imagine? Can you imagine? Here he is. He had to tackle him from the back. Did you guys see that? I'm going to play it one more time. I'm just the people just dead everywhere. And he came along and saw the guy. So this other guy, I think there were two shooters. I don't know exactly. But anyway, he risked his life. He even got shot twice. He's currently in surgery. So he's over here. He's coming from back behind this guy and tackles him. And then in a second, I don't know if it's going to show it on this video, but the guy ends up like scared, like, oh, now he realizes he's disarmed. And he ends up walking away. He ends up walking away. Because the man knows, he does not have any fear. He knows that Ahmed is going to follow the rule of law. He's not going to shoot the guy. And he's like, I've got the gun on you. I will shoot you in the foot. I'll shoot you in the leg. I'll shoot you until you stop. And the man doesn't have any fear at all. Check this out. But this amazing Ahmed. And I'm very thankful that this man is a Muslim. The hero was a Muslim. Thank you, Destiny. I'm sick up to here with people calling out Muslims, saying all these Muslims are bad. There's bad in everyone, in every religion, in every ethnicity, in every people group, and they're all connected to the New World Order, one way or another, getting paid from them, all that. And so this man is a Muslim. He's a wonderful, 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 wonderful man. How many wonderfuls was that? He's very wonderful. I'm very happy, and no more talk about Muslims being bad. Just blanket that all these Muslims are bad. Stop it. Makes me so mad. I was listening to some kind of report this morning. It was from stupid Fox News. And a really nice, that nice lady, I can't remember her name right now, but she's a nice lady, but she's been brainwashed into thinking that all Muslims are, oh, it's all the Muslims are bad. Stop. Stop. Makes me so mad. Okay, there he goes. Look at this man. He goes right up behind him, tackles him. Look at that. Look at that. Big old Ahmed. All right. So now, okay, but check it out. The bad guy with the black shirt, he gets up. He's like, don't shoot, don't shoot, don't shoot. And he starts walking away. Shoot him. But he doesn't. Because he knows that he, what are you going to do? He's putting the gun down, poor thing. He's afraid. He's afraid that he's going to get in trouble. That's pathetic. Taking a rock to throw at him. I mean, are rocks illegal? I mean, this is what you are. What is the result when you don't have a Second Amendment? Everybody needs to watch these videos and see what happens and imagine themselves in this position. And it's got to end. It's ridiculous. And, the reason they made these very strict laws was so they wouldn't have these incidences. Stupid. You cannot fix stupid. Okay, I'm kind of in rare form today. Yeah, someone threw something. How dumb is that? How stupid is that? I'm going to throw a cotton ball at you. It's so dumb. All right, there you go. Want you to see that. Now, number 14 about the sum of all fears is about President Trump just posted yesterday that they're going to have a that he's going to have, let me see if I can find the exact thing, he plans to enlist private businesses and cybersecurity firms to launch cyber attacks against foreign adversaries. I find that very, very, very interesting because, you know, they've been talking about there being a cyber pandemic. You know, we had the COVID pandemic. It was completely planned and completely orchestrated by the cabal. Same thing with a cyber pandemic they've practiced, and that this is what they could do to attack the internet, you know, bring down, you know, shut down the banks, you know, all these things. And using this under the guise of this is, oh, it was a cyber, it was the cyber bad guys. It wasn't us, it was the cyber bad guys, right? That's always what they do. Oh, it was him. It was him who did this, right? It was a cyber guy. So that they can garner and control their power. President Trump knows all about it. President Trump is warning them. He's telling them with this announcement that he's going to enlist private businesses and cybersecurity firms to launch cyber attacks against foreign adversaries. I believe he's saying is, like Elon, if you're trying to do that, we've got the Trump card. We have Starlink. We have, you know, control over the internet. And whatever you try to do, you try to shut down the power grid, you try to shut down the internet, whatever you try to do, you won't be able to do it. So that's what he's saying. Now, you know, I don't know about some of these, quote, private businesses and cybersecurity firms. You know, it's not going to be like in your local strip mall, some of the cybersecurity firm. It's going to be someone like, you know, at the top with all the connections that President Trump has, and primarily the military is in control. White hats are in control. They control the internet, and everything is run, as we've talked about, it's run by, you know, your cell phone, your phone. You've got, everybody is controlled by that now, and so they thought it was going to help them to gain more power, but it's actually worked against them, and they don't have the power anymore, and they realize it's game over. Okay, so we'll see what they do, but I believe this is his announcement that he's ready for whatever they try to pull. I'm not saying that there might not be something that will come out in the news, or you try to go to the bank and you're not able to get your money or something like that. I'm not saying that very likely could happen. And I'm just telling you right now to be prepared as much as you possibly can. But if they make that move, it will likely trigger, this could be the thing that triggers the mass start awakening and transition us into this Jubilee golden age, which eliminates the cabal's power and their stranglehold on us. How about that? Okay. Also, since gold, let's just go and see super quick while we're here together and we're doing this. We like to do things on the fly. Let's see what the silver price is right now. Silver price is at, I didn't bring up the right thing. Okay. Silver is at $62. Yay. Silver is at $62. And, oh, wow. Gold is at $43, so it's up another $20. Yay, awesome. Okay, so now silver did go down a little bit, but bottom line, the banks have bet against silver. They shorted silver, and at $50, they are insolvent. They were doing great at 20, it was at 25, but now it's at 62. That's game over for the banks. They've bet wrong, they've bet bad, and now silver is going to bring them down. Very, very exciting. So let me see if I can pull up another one. So gold price. I was just looking at this yesterday. Why is it not coming up like I want it to? Maybe this one. Here we go. Okay. This one is a little bit better. This is the gold. It did go way up and then it came down a little bit, but it's still very, very high. Very, very high. Let's say this was in the past. Let's just go to year to date. It's gone up $1,600. $1,600 just this year. $1,600 per ounce. And then as far as silver, that's gone up $33 an ounce just this year. And that spells the end for the banks. So very, very, very exciting. So just buckle up. No, tell them what they're going to try to pull, because they know it's about to be game over. No telling what they might try to pull. I think all this shooting is a big part of it. And the other thing is, I brought up this picture. Okay, I'm going to do that next. Did I show you this? This whole thing. I'm just going to say this whole thing's getting really embarrassing. It's really getting embarrassing. I don't know what is the deal with all these letters on her fingers and her bracelets. I'm not really sure about all that, what all that is. But yeah, this was, let's see if I can pull up the one about, well, there's just a host of them. There's a lot of people all over. Let me see if I can, okay, that's going to take you the wrong thing. All right, so, but whatever, I'll just show you. Matt Walsh, Tim Pool, more than even that. I'm not going to give you the whole laundry list, but they're all coming out saying, don't look at this. Don't listen to Candace Owens. Don't look into anything about 9/11. I'm sorry, Charlie Kirk. Don't look into it. Just trust the, you know, if you do, then you're stupid and you're a bad word. And I mean, just like, and they're literally at the point where they're begging. I've literally heard Matt Walsh, who had this post, it was stupid. He said, I'm going to tell you why I don't believe the conspiracy theories. He didn't say anything that made any consequence. He just went, talked for 30 minutes, you know, and thinking that just talking is going to make us stop seeing what we've seen and, you know, unsee it. The thing that they hate is that we are not believing them anymore. They hate that we're thinking for ourselves. More and more and more people are thinking for themselves. So that's what they can't. That's the thing that sets us free. The truth sets us free. And you can have the truth all day long. But if people aren't willing to think for themselves and realize what's the truth, then it doesn't help. That the whole point of the truth setting us free is that the Holy Spirit is helping people. That's the whole point of the Mass Start Awakening, is the Holy Spirit helping us to piece this together and understand when we've been lied to. Like the guy with the crazy, you know, bandage on his head, who was in both of these October 7th and now this Hanukkah attack. Nope. Anyway, so all of these who are coming out in a panic, don't listen to this. They're even saying the people who are doing it are mentally ill. Even Glenn Beck says that Candace, there's a mental illness. You know, I also, this is terrible, but I think when you sit and you listen to them for a while, you think, you know what? They are begging because they know that if we keep digging and exposing, that the cabal will do something horrible. It almost sounds like that. What do you guys think? Does it sound like that to you? Yeah. So I just feel like that is what they're trying to do, is they're trying to get us to stop because, like, we don't want something even worse to happen. For them to pull some kind of sum of all fears where they're going out shooting people willy-nilly. Here we are on the timeline of history. And we cannot go back. We cannot pretend to believe the bull. We can't. And we can't be silent. The whole point of the Omer, right? We are the 144,000. We are the first to awaken. And more people are awakening. And we cannot go back to sleep. We cannot be silent. We have to tell the truth. The truth will set us free. And we cannot be afraid. And you can tell us, you know, beg us, you can cajole us, you can name call us, you can all the rest of it. We're not going to be silent when we know that we've been lied to about whatever it is. And that's what they absolutely hate. All right, now let's talk about Valhalla. What is this? Okay, so here is, as you all have seen, our wonderful Kash Patel talk about, you know, dress now, brother, and I'll see you in Valhalla, right? And so, you know, we've seen that, and we're like, okay, well, what is that about? Well, have you seen this about Goat Island? Let me move out of the way, and you can see there's a Valhalla Danish house. Okay, so you scroll down a little bit farther. There's Goat Island Lookout. And then you scroll a little bit farther down. And there is Valhalla Danish House right there on this island, Goat Island. Very interesting. Now, there's also a picture. Let me see if I can pull this one up. There it is. This, have you seen this? This is Tyler Robinson, clearly, and he is having taking a picture of him, and, you know, you're just thinking, okay, this is a guy with the maroon shirt, with the hat, with the glasses, blah, 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 and you see over in the corner the picture of Goat Island where there's the Valhalla House. How random is that? That's not a coincidence. This is basically the picture right here of the Goat Island, and just below this Goat Island on this, you'll see a little bit farther down, this is where you see Valhalla. So it really, okay, this is one of the things that has made me completely crazy, is they're constantly saying, oh, you know, Tyler Robinson, he's so evil. Even Megyn Kelly. Y'all, Megyn Kelly, did you see Megyn Kelly? I'm so disappointed in her. She's saying, I want him dead. I can't wait. I want to be there when he is executed. He's guilty. Both she and Matt Walsh were saying, he's guilty. We have all the evidence. We know he's guilty. Then why are we doing a trial? Why are we wasting all this time and all this money if he's clearly guilty? You know, just take what Megyn Kelly and Matt Walsh has to say. Just take their word for it, because they know. This is the kind of thing that our country is based on laws, and a man is not, or a woman is not, to be found guilty in the media. You have to go before a court of law. Now, it just makes me wonder. It just makes me wonder, who do Matt Walsh and Megyn Kelly work for? Some of these huge influencers who've had their channels, they've all, you know, blown up, and they can, you know, yeah, everyone listens to them. They've gone, you know, what? I don't know. Are they good guys? Are they white hats? Are they dark hats? I don't know. And our Lord Jesus told us not to really, you know, judge a lot of these things before the time, because he will make it all clear when he arrives. And some of these people, I don't know if they're playing a game. I think that Kash Patel is in on this to bring down this corrupt, diseased temple. Again, as I showed you on my X account, which I just had up. And where did I put it? Okay, bear with me real quick. I'm going to bring it up again. Da-da-da. Didn't I just show this to you? Of all the things I have open, where is it? Okay, if you just go to Melissa Red Pill, definitely follow me over on my X account. You'll see lots of great things over there. This very video right here where I talk about the biblical star sign this Christmas, it also, he's talking about, he's saying, we will bring down this corrupt, diseased temple by the end of the year. He said this. Okay, I'm going to play it for you, because some of you might be thinking I'm full of it. I'm going to play it for you.
Very, very quickly. And then Kash Patel on this video, listen at the end, he says that these things will be happening by the end of the year, by like the end of December. Okay, so check this out.
These indictments that you've seen and the ones that you're going to see coming up here in this near future are just the beginning. But I have to remind the audience one thing. Everybody's like, it's 7 months. What have you guys been doing? Yeah. Well, they spent 20 years building this disease temple of corruption. It takes a little bit of time to defeat it and beat it down. And I'm not asking you to trust me. I'm asking you to look at the work the men and women of the FBI have done so far in these 7-8 months and just imagine what we're going to do come the year end.
Just imagine what we're going to do come the year end. He's talking about the disease corrupt temple. And I just think that they're working together. Don't you guys think? It just seems like, you know, with this picture right here, and Tyler Robinson is working with him. And do Matt Walsh and Megyn Kelly know this? And Glenn Beck know this? That girl, what is her name? Her name just went right through my head. She's been coming out against Candace big time. And she works with Glenn Beck over on The Blaze. it just makes me wonder who these people work for. They're so pro-Israel. Israel can do no wrong. Zionist. And they're, you know, we need to, you know, convict Tyler Robinson. It just makes me think that Tyler's working along with them. Doesn't it? Tell me, am I missing something? This exactly looks like this is all part of this plan to bring down this corrupt, diseased temple by the end of the year. I'm just saying. And of all the, and I really do hope and pray that Charlie Kirk and potentially the real Erica Kirk are safe at Valhalla House. That's what I hope. I hope that this woman is a fake Erica, and they were using it as a hostile takeover for this group. And then once this is all said and done, then everybody will realize, okay, we had to do something to bring down this corrupt, diseased temple. And yes, we had to do a gigantic sting operation. That's what I believe is going on. All right, so here's where it talks about the Valhalla House. The whole nine yards in 2000 comedy film with Bruce Willis and Matthew Perry. The mob boss brings his wife into the witness protection and explicitly calls the program Valhalla. Probably the biggest source of the rumor. The whole 10 yards in 2004, the sequel to the above, again references Valhalla as a witness protection code name. Number three, My Blue Heaven, Steve Martin comedy about a mobster in witness protection, doesn't use the word Valhalla directly, but the sunny, generic suburb where he's relocated is jokingly treated like a mafia heaven, and some people later conflated it with a Valhalla myth. And then Good Girls in 2020 says one of the characters is threatened with the entry into the Valhalla program, which was like a witness protection program. So there you go. That's what I believe. And let's just be honest. How else are you going to bring down, you know, saving Israel for last? It has to be something that everybody goes like, what's going on? And digging into it and exposing it. And then they come out and they're trying to say, no, don't look at the truth. Don't look over there. And so I really do think that that's what is happening. All right. What do you guys think? I want to see what your comments are. This is kind of cool, just super, super quick. The FDA intends to put its most serious warning on COVID vaccines. How about that? This black box warning on the COVID injections. It's a little late. Better late than never, I guess. But it's at this point, you can show that to people that, okay, you listened to them before, you took this, you've got some kind of horrible malady from it, it's damaged your health, or even if somehow you skated, but other people you know have had terrible effect from taking this terrible jab. Okay, fine, that's done. We can't go and undo it. It's done, and we do, you know, the best we can to go, you know, go onto my website. I talk about the getting rid of the spike protein and all that on freedomforce.live/health. There's lots of great ways to detox healthy, safe, a holistic, alternative ways, and staying away from big pharma. All right, so, but look at this. It's the most serious type of warning, which highlights major risks such as serious side effects and restrictions. So I think that is very, very important. We'll see what happens. I'm going to try to put this on YouTube. We'll see what happens. If the FDA, if you don't like it, talk to the FDA about it, because this is their black box warning, not mine. All right. I think that's everything I wanted to show you today. I think that's everything. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So yeah, here's the health page that I was talking about. And also on this one right here, this one actually right here, this detox, the spike proteins, that one's the one I'm talking about that helps to purge this out of your system. And all these detoxes, they're all great. Just, you know, follow all the instructions on them, and they're just really help you to get your health. And detox your home. Of course, our wonderful prescribing life, stopping the pain and stopping the nerve damage. Amazing, amazing. I'm so thankful for all of it. Helping your system to work properly, making sure that you have good bacteria. When I was sick, they're like, oh, take these antibiotics. I'm like, no, no, I'm not doing it. I love my gut flora. I love my guts. I'm not letting you kill off my good bacteria. They do hand out antibiotics like they're candy. Not doing it. Anyway, so I think this detox here with our wonderful zeolite is on 20% off. So I think maybe through tonight. I don't know. So do it quickly if you want to take advantage of that offer. All right, and then you can also where you can buy one for get one for free or whatever, $5, whatever. You can get one over there to try, check it out if you haven't done the detoxing yet. All right, I think that's everything. Yes, yes, RFF pack. Thank you for the heavy. I'm so thankful for the heavy metal detox from the zeolite at the cellular level. Amazing. Thankful for that. This is the one I do every day. It's super, super easy. Just spritz, spritz, spritz in your mouth. It just tastes like water, but it detoxes. And they also have the micronutrients. That video I was telling you about that Australian guy, fat, something, and nearly dead, sick, whatever. He was saying micronutrients. That's why I do the green smoothie. Go on my website and learn how to do a green smoothie every day. He was talking about that. Really important. Really important. I'm so thankful that I started doing that. Especially because, I mean, y'all know I was poisoned. Literally poisoned, and here I am, still alive. Even though it was bad. It was really bad. But anyway, the micronutrients, they even have a powder, the green powder that I put in this. It's got spirulina and chlorella and all these amazing things that are perfectly protected. I'm not going to go off into this whole thing. I love it. I've got videos on here to explain it to you if you want to learn more. But I put it in my green smoothie, and my body's just like, thank you. Thank you. And it helps to get your gut in great shape. They've also got a gut one that helps your gut to be restored after years of damaging your gut with eating things that you didn't realize were so bad for it. This will help your gut to repair and where you'll be able to receive the nutrients that you need. All right. I don't know how I got off into that whole subject, but anyway, let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. Thank you for the golden age. Thank you for your promise that nothing can stop what is coming and that we will be free of these evildoers, just like you promised in your word. That we will look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. Thank you, Lord. This is your promise and your word, and that's how we have complete confidence. And we thank you for the beautiful signs in the heavens for Christmas, the Bethlehem star, the sign of the Son of Man, so that we know this is the day when we are seeing the birth of your kingdom on this earth and the crushing of the evildoers. Lord, whatever happens, we completely trust you. We trust your plan. We trust that you're going to provide for us and keep us safe. Lord, guide us every step of the way, what you would have us to do. And Lord, I thank you that no matter what happens, we know that even if we're absent from the body, we are present with the Lord. We are never away from you, not for one half second. We thank you for that. And we pray, Lord, that for those who've plotted these evil things, those who've done all this evil and continually foment lies, we pray they will just continue to be exposed. Help us to expose them. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Speak to us by your spirit so that we can discern truth from lie. Thank you for our president. Protect him and keep him strong. Guide him every step of the way. Protect our military. Help them to know that you are their shield. You have posted angels all around them and that you will protect them and just give them courage and strength for this day of battle. Until we get into the golden age completely with the full golden age sunshine. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. It's time to go. I will see you Tuesday. Don't forget about Tuesday. Set your watches for Tuesday at 6 p.m. This is the golden age if you haven't checked it out. And if you have read it, please go and do a review of it. Please, please, please. And that would really, really help me out so that people can find the golden age and learn about all that God promised for us in this day. And also major clues from minor prophets. This one is the one where it's talking about Bethlehem. It's talking about in Malachi, all the minor prophets telling us about this day. And here is the decode of Revelation. These are all really good Christmas presents. I think the one that's least controversial probably is the golden age. All the promises of the beautiful days that are ahead. And maybe if someone has their mind and their hearts seated on that, then they'll be ready to go, hey, well, maybe I've been misled about end times. And it's not the end times for us. It's the end times for them. I thank you, Lord, for this beautiful golden age that's coming. All right, guys, I love you. I'm going to jet out. I guess that's it. And I'll play the little song. I think it's working now. I think it sounded pretty good. All right, I will talk to you later.
As they advance and the heavens tremble, the sun and moon grow dark and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.